First reading is from the book of Exodus. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall stand at the head of your calendar. You shall reckon it the first month of the year. Tell the whole community of Israel, on the 10th of this month, every one of your families must procure for itself a lamb, one apiece for each household. If a family is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join the nearest household in procuring one and shall share in the lamb in proportion to the number of persons who partake of it. The lamb must be a year old male and without blemish. You may take it from either the sheep or the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, and then, with the whole assembly of Israel present, it shall be slaughtered during the evening twilight. They shall take some of its blood and apply it to the two doorposts and the lintel of every house in which they partake of the lamb. That same night they shall eat its roasted flesh with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. This is how you are to eat it: with your loins girt, sandals on your feet, and your staff in hand. You shall eat like those who are in flight. It is the Passover of the Lord, for on this same night I will go through Egypt, striking down every firstborn of the land, both man and beast, and executing judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I, the Lord. But the blood will mark the houses where you are. Seeing the blood, I will pass over you. Thus, when I strike the land of Egypt, no destructive blow will come upon you. This day shall be a memorial feast for you, which all your generations shall celebrate with pilgrimage to the Lord as a perpetual institution. The word of the Lord.
His children, your of thanksgiving. I will call upon the name of the Lord. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill in the presence of the people of our God.
Our blessing come is a communion with the blood of the Lamb. Our blessing come is a communion with the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Lamb of God.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also the cup, after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Praise to you, glory and praise, Lord Jesus Christ. Praise and honor to the Word of God, Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise to you, glory and praise, Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper, took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all over." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, so you should do." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good evening. And how are you? What are the two words you must say every day this week? Thank you to Jesus, especially this night. Now, for the Triduum, I'm going to break up and focus on Jesus these next 3 days, of course. But tonight, I want to focus on his humility. Tomorrow, on his generosity. And on Easter, on his love. So tonight we want to begin with the humility of God. Huh? Again, I just think it's so important because this is the one thing that so many people lack. Nobody here, of course, but other people. You know, that we don't follow Christ in humility. And so what he does is the only thing the devil can never imitate is humility, according to the saints. Humility cannot be imitated. It cannot be duplicated unless it's real. And the devil has no humility. And so he can't ever do that. And none of his followers can do that. So humility is the one thing that God chooses to do to humble himself. And we hear, "And though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to grasp at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave." This is humility. Humility is not this false garbage that goes around with pious people. "Oh, no, no, not me. It's someone else." That's pure garbage. Mary, when she was told to be the mother of God, she didn't say, "Oh, no, go see somebody else." None of that false humility garbage. She said, "Let it be done to me. I only want what you want. I don't look at myself at all. I only look at you, God, and I only want to do your will," as we talked about last night. And so here's the God of the universe who doesn't just talk about humility and have, "Oh, look how humble I am. Oh, no, no, not me." He proves it. He leaves heaven and he becomes one of us. Humility. Then he comes and he's going to suffer for us, as we'll see tomorrow. And we'll see that tonight if we stay around and be with Jesus till 11:30 when we have night prayer. But the God of the universe not only begins by washing our feet tonight like he washed the apostles' feet. But you do realize, according to the gospel tonight, who else did Jesus wash the feet of tonight? Judas. Humility. He washed the feet of someone who would betray him. Humility. And then he says, "What I have done, you must do." So if you and I don't have humility, we're not following Jesus. It's the true humility that serves. The humility that humbles ourselves and gets in with compassion to others. Compassion means to suffer with. And so not only Jesus does he get down and wash the apostles' feet, and he does it continually at every Mass since that moment, the first Mass, but then he gives us his own precious body and blood. Humility. Again, you look up here and we see above, below the crucifix, below the Trinity is the pelican. And the pelican there, of course, is the symbol of the Eucharist. And the pelican, when it has nothing left to feed her children, pulls out pieces of her own flesh, feeds her children, and dies. That's what Eucharist is. Jesus gives us his own flesh, his own blood, that we might live. He doesn't just talk a good game about, here, I'll take some bread and some fish and I'll feed 5,000. In the end, he feeds us with himself. Why? So we can live forever. He wants us to be with him. That's why he feeds us with his very self. That's why he washes the feet. And so this Jesus who does this says, what I have just done was to give you an example. As I have done, so you must do. And then we're given the example of the Holy Father. You know, it was 11 years ago that he was made Pope. And he was made on, of course, right before Holy Week. And the first thing of Holy Week he did was tonight, the washing of the feet. And of course, for centuries, the only feet you could wash, now we changed some of this for a while, was who? The men, the priests, huh? And even the Holy Father, for generations, had just washed the cardinals' feet. Oh, the cardinals, oh, look at me, I'm having my feet washed by the Holy Father himself. First thing he does, tickets were already out, everything was going to go on. He says, no, I'm going to the prison. And I'm going to wash those people's feet. And that's the first time when I thought, Jesus was elected Pope. Here is a man of humility that doesn't care about clericalism, who doesn't take himself seriously, who knows that why we are ordained is to serve others, not be served. So he goes there. Now again, if you watch the news, where did he go today? To a women's prison. He washed the first time, as recorded ever, washed all young women's feet in prison. He did it from his wheelchair. Humility. That doesn't just say, oh, no, I'm the Pope. He does stuff that I can't even come near to the humility of the Pope. I can't even come near to the humility of Jesus. Because what does he do today? If you look at the pictures, he washes all the feet of these women and he kisses them. I have never kissed anyone's feet. It's disgusting. But anyway. But again, so your pastor doesn't have enough humility. The Pope does. And he's sitting there showing us. You see what Jesus did? He commanded us to do the same. Let's do it. And then he gives us all an example. And now it comes to us. If we're going to follow Jesus Christ, we need to follow him in humility. And again, not just saying things or saying the litany of humility. Oh, may I, oh please. All these things we do to make ourselves look humble. Humility is going out and taking care of the poor. Humility is washing people's feet. Humility is serving others. And I would submit to you that if we do not serve, we have no humility. Because Jesus had to leave heaven to show humility. Jesus had to give us his own flesh and blood and die to show humility. Jesus had to wash the apostles and Judas's feet to show humility. And now he tells you and me, you got to do the same. So the question we have to all reflect on tonight, am I a humble person? And then we all do the fake stuff. Oh, no, I'm not humble. No, I'm not humble. We must be humble or damned. There is no other way. Because we must love like Christ loves. We must be like Jesus. Because when we give our lives to him, what happens? We no longer live. Jesus lives inside of us. So our job is to get out of the way, not focus on self, but get out of the way and forget self. Let Jesus live through us by being servants. Again, I think we all, especially me, need to think, how am I doing this and how is Jesus calling me to do it more? We can't just sit there and look at Mass tonight and say, wasn't that nice? Jesus gave us the Eucharist. We must look at this Mass tonight and said, Jesus commanded each of us to do as he did. And I got to listen. Matron O is love today and forever. Amen. Now what we're